time to trim the fat? Not our body fat, but our financial fat. Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder, and we're going to share with you how you can save money without feeling deprived. But first, real quick, go to Momstown 365 and join our smart community of savvy moms. You can do that by signing up for our newsletter. It's the best way to stay in touch with us and also to find out what's coming up next.
Okay, so now we're going to be spending money smartly and saving money as well. So the first topic
you're
is...
You're so excited
I'm super
about
excited.
This.
I am.
You were just telling me a story about your Costco tank tops. And I'm
yes.
like, well, just save that for the podcast.
Okay, so... I found this book. I can't remember the title of it now, darn it. Be a Conscious Spender, Not an Amnesia Spender. Have you ever noticed that you go look at your checking account and you're like, where'd all my money go? And you see Rite Aid, $15, or Costco, a bigger bill. And you're like, oh my gosh.
Or Amazon, 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 Amazon.
Right? I swipe, 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 swipe. Okay? So being a conscious spender will help you not be deprived. So you consciously choose how you want to spend your money. So I was saying about the Costco tank tops. I don't spend a lot of money on clothes. I'm in a beach town. I got my flip-flops, my tank tops. So I buy them at Target. And, they're, you know, what are you spending? $8-$10 at Target.
Right.
$4 for $20 at Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And then... The author says...
You don't have your tank tops tailor-made?
No. I really don't. I also repeatedly wear the same things all the time in my closet.
We're kind of a couple of off-the-rack type of gals.
Yeah, exactly. Off-the-rack for sure. But then this author says, you can have something really nice. You can spend money on something that makes your heart sing and you just love. And it might be expensive because you balanced it out with other things in your life that you're not overly spending on.
The conscious
That's
choices me. That you make
exactly
in your financial life.
Yes. So I shared a car with my daughter for 3 years. And
boy, was that tough.
Seriously, because it was number one priority is that she was able to use it. I'm like,
Venmo was zipping around everywhere in your car.
In my car.
I mean, Porsche.
Yes, Porsche, my daughter.
Did I just call her Venmo?
You did, because that's her nickname. She's not consciously spending. She's
consciously spending your money?
Yes. So I decided, after so much of this, I'm like, I got to get a car. I have to... That or a golf cart. I got to have something to get around. Jeez, people.
An electric bike.
Electric bike. But I'm afraid I'll get hit. So.
You and every 10-year-old out there now, what is it with those electric bikes and kids everywhere on them?
Oh,
it makes me so nervous for them.
They go 30 miles an hour.
Oh, and they're running
the
stop signs
yes.
and everything. That's a whole other.
Knuckleheads.
Oh, anyway.
So being a conscious spender, choose where you really want to spend your money. Another example, I was talking to this guy. There was supposed to be a dinner for a bunch of us at church. I go, hey, do you want to join us for dinner, you and your wife? He said, no, that's not where we're choosing to spend our money at this time.
Which is a great line.
Yes. Who can argue with that?
That
Who
is
can
not
argue with
where
that?
We're choosing
to spend our money at this time.
Because you have
And he didn't feel
control.
Guilty about it.
No.
And I said to him, okay.
It takes the guilt and the deprivation out of it.
Yeah.
We're just not choosing to do that at this time. We're not depriving ourselves. We're choosing to do something different
yes.
with our money.
Exactly. And that's my point. So I kind of splurged on the vehicle of my choice.
A beautiful little Tesla.
I write the check for the payment every month whistling. Happy tunes.
Yeah, because you love that.
I love my car. By the time the year is up, I'll have driven it probably 3,000 miles. I mean, I don't go anywhere.
Because you could have bought a golf cart for
I could have.
She won't even get on the freeway.
I don't like the
you
freeway.
You don't like, I drive on the freeway.
Like a bat out of hell. And I'm like, oh, closing my eyes and listening to country music while we're getting somewhere. I prefer side streets.
Side streets all the way down the coast of California. Do you know how long that takes?
I've got it down.
No, driving side streets around Southern California. I mean, the freeways are bad. You think the freeways are bad?
Well, no, I get Try an the ocean side streets. View. I get an ocean view most of the way.
Well,
okay. I'm not letting the beautiful place where we live just be a blur on the freeway.
No, you're enjoying all 3 hours of it to go 20 miles.
It's 40 minutes.
Well, at least you're in a nice little ride.
Yes. Oh, I love my car. Love my car.
A conscious decision.
It's a totally a conscious decision. And I penny pinch in other ways. I still clip grocery store coupons.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I wish I did.
I do all the time.
When I watch those coupon, those like super saver coupon shows, those people who like have, you know, a garage full of paper towels.
Right.
Because they got them for 10 cents.
Yeah, that's not me. But it's true. They do that.
But you can save a lot of money with coupons.
Yeah. So be a conscious spender. Where do you really want to spend your money? Where are you spending it like habitually?
No amnesia spending.
Right.
Right.
I rarely get a cup of coffee outside my house because I've got it down to 37 cents a Keurig pod.
Uh-huh.
37 cents for a cup of coffee.
I mean, it's like you were in the 1950s or something.
I know it. Okay, so the second point I already mentioned, spend money on what you really love. And really do an inventory of what, like go back through your checking account. Go back, like I don't put anything on credit cards anymore. It's all on my debit card or I write a check.
Yeah, I'm trying to teach my kids that credit cards are evil.
They are evil.
They are.
They get up in the middle of the night and they go over to your computer and they turn it on and they go shopping. They do.
Oh my God. They do. But they have little horns and they're over there. Click, click, click.
Ordering off Amazon.
She won't remember.
Well, UPS pulled up to my house yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, what did I order now? And I forgot I ordered lights for my front yard.
I know. Okay, I'm not a shopper. I'm just not a shopper that much.
Ooh.
Yeah, Steve, my husband is a shopper.
He's a shopper.
So there's all these Amazon things that come and I'm like, what's this? And he's like, I don't know.
So for
open it up.
For the next 3 to 5 packages,
yeah,
you should videotape unboxing what he bought.
Yes.
Like, what is it today, Steve?
What did you get today? Even just this morning, their 2 shirts showed up before we even got out of bed.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I love Amazon and I love to buy stuff. I love to getting things in the mail. And I think that lost art of sending people personal notes.
Yeah.
So I ordered stationery, my own design.
Speaking of stationery, Hayden got your stationery yesterday.
He?
Yes.
Isn't
Thank you.
A little
yeah.
pretty.
He's going to, yes. Anyway.
Just a little note side for note. Graduation. Yeah. I sent a note. But I think people like getting stuff to them in their mailbox or at their doorstep.
Yes, for sure.
You know, because what did he say when he saw the envelope?
He thought it was really very pretty and cool.
And, you know, a surprise. He got something in the mail.
Yeah. Oh, plus, yes.
You know, that's my point. I sent something in the mail.
Stay with us, Heather.
And on that note, we're just saved you, man. So be conscious about your spending. Don't deprive yourself. And if you're going to go for a bigger purchase or you want to have more frequent small price purchases, just be aware. Start writing down everything that you're spending your money on and you'll see the natural places to save.
Yeah, it really is a smart thing. And then go ahead and splurge on something that you really love, right? All right. You've been listening to Momstown 365. Be bold. Be creative. We're here for you every day.